Hey y'all, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Hey. Without further ado, here is Entanglement Part 2. We're gonna get into some okay, so if you got a bang-ang, you better swoop it to the side, and get a bang-ang in a paper. I'm just kidding. You don't need to do all of that. But I do want y'all to just tune in with me real quick so we can get into some things. But first, of course, you know me. We got to do a little Bible verse. You dig? There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. John chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Okay, y'all, so in my previous episode, I discussed the different styles of loving as well as numerous examples regarding those styles. Now I shed a little bit of light on toxicity. I briefly mentioned a couple of stages that pertain to that trait, as well as I discussed a little bit of personal experience about, you know, what I experienced with those different styles of loving. I also encourage everyone to dig deep and figure out what you want out of life, because that is the main question here. I really want everyone to focus on what do they want out of life when it comes to relationships, not only with people, but within yourself. You have to have a certain relationship with yourself. And honestly, some people grasp life and grasp this concept quicker than others, because it takes a lot of time to figure out what exactly you want, as well as who exactly you want to be. Because let's face it, we have what? The average lifespan of a female is about 80. We will say 70-80 range. And most of us are averaging 25. Let's just average. And, you know, you can change occupations. You can change, you know, what you love each day. You can just change your life, because at the end of the day, you're in control of your life, and it's very important to not allow anyone control you or your life. You really have to take the bull by the horns here, and this is what I really want to encourage people, because it's a lot of people, and I don't know who I'm speaking to right now, but there's some people in their life that aren't happy with what they're doing, or they aren't happy with the stage that they are at right now. And I know a lot of us are rushing to become who they've always dreamed of. But at the end of the day, Rome wasn't built in one day. And gosh darn it, you are motherfucking Rome. We are all motherfucking Rome at this point. Okay, so that just goes to show that there's many components that go into being the person that you want to be eventually. And I really want to just focus on things that you should avoid when you want to reach nirvana, or when you want to reach, you know, self-actualization, or when you just want to be at one or at peace with yourself. And that's really the theme of my podcast, really, is just getting comfortable with ourselves, as well as touching on real life issues that are affecting us in our everyday lives. Also, real life issues that we are just afraid to talk about, that we're just uncomfortable talking about. I want us to be uncomfortable together. I want us to get comfortable with uncomfortability. Because at the end of the day, if you're too comfortable, how do you expect to progress? How do you expect to love yourself? How do you expect to be that person that you've always wanted to be? How do you expect to own that business? How do you expect to get that job? How do you expect to make X amount of money if you're comfortable? Because at the end of the day, comfortability can eventually equate to being stagnant. But I'm not going to get too deep, okay, into that. I want to continue our conversation about relationships. And I really want to start off with the game playing phase. I know I mentioned it in my previous episode, and if you didn't get a chance to check out the previous episode, which is episode 4, if you can just please pause, stop for a second. Holla. Wait a minute, let me put something in it, okay? And go to the previous episode so you can become familiar with everything that we're going to continue on talking about today. Now, as I mentioned before, we are all growing and we are all in different stages in life. However, we're all going through the same growing pains, because that's the beauty about life, you know what I mean? And I personally want to now I'm gonna jump right in. Okay, so I know that we're all familiar with the game playing stage, regardless if we know it or not. Subconsciously, we are all familiar because we've all been in that one relationship where you was just acting a damn fool. Okay? Now, however you want to categorize acting a damn fool, but if you, and I know I'm not the only one, okay? If you looked at yourself in the mirror one day and just bust out laughing and ask yourself, why the fuck did you do that? because I know I'm not the only one. Or, bitch, I thought you really liked this nigga. Okay, now I can go on and on. But y'all know where I'm going with this, okay? If that ever happened to you, then you, if not currently, were involved in the game playing stage of your love life. Now, this stage could be in your love life, in your relationship life, whatever relationship you have with whomever, you know, you were in that immature phase where you didn't really consider anybody else's feelings but your own. And it takes others quicker to get over that stage. You know, everyone is different. But for the most part, eventually we, you know, step out of that phase, move on with life, and realize that you yourself just want more, regardless of how gangsta or, you know, how much trauma you've been through. At the end of the day, everybody always wants more from another person, regardless if it's boyfriend, friend, family member, you know, girlfriend, whatever. But at the end of the day, the game playing stage could eventually, if not conquered at a specific age or at an early age or in an early stage of your relationship, it can create a toxic environment, as well as you or the other person or obliviously can form toxic habits without you even realizing it. Now, there's many forms of toxic habits, and these habits can take longer to achieve if not dealt with in the early stage.
Toxicness could come in all kind of forms, and it's definitely not just one way, shape, or form that a person could be toxic. It's definitely different levels to this toxic shit, you heard? So, I'm going to start off a little light, because there can be, well, this is very controversial, but it can be a good form of toxic. When I'm saying a good form of toxic, I mean in a way that's a little playful, in a way that's a little sexy, if you crazy queens know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? It can definitely be a playful, sexy, loving kind of toxic, to where you're just like, you know, playful toxicity, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to a form of toxic where you are second guessing yourself because your partner is, you know, berating you, chastising you, or even just you feeling unappreciative, those kind of things could turn into a bigger issue down the line, such as infidelity or DV, domestic violence, or that's just a more extreme case of, you know, toxic of toxic behavior. So I'm going to just disclaim that toxicity is, I'm not supporting toxicity, absolutely not. I want all of my queens and kings to be healthy and healthy, happy relationships. That's number one. I definitely want everyone to be aware of various toxic behavior, not only with your spouse, but also with your friends, your family, etc. Even the work environment could be toxic. If you feel like you're in a work environment to where it's really, you know, it's really going to affect you later on down the line when it comes to your health, your mental, your spirit, then you need to quit that fucking job, okay? Because there is no amount of money to equate to happiness, comfortability, and good spirit. So that's number one.
But yeah, before I completely wrap this up, I definitely want to touch on the playful toxicity that I mentioned earlier. So our new millennial minds or whatever, we definitely do be fake toxic. So I wanted to end this episode on a little lighter note. So me and my sis was talking about this on her live, and I was telling her that, you know, there's toxicness could be a little sexy, you dig what I'm saying? And when I say that, I mean not when it's altering your character, or not when it's genuinely making you feel bad. Like, when I say playful toxic, I mean, you know, just playing around, like, you know what I mean? Just, okay, for example, because this is very controversial, because even my sis was like, bitch, no. Toxic is toxic, and I know a lot of you guys are gonna feel her on that, but in my opinion, there is a such thing as playful toxicity. So for instance, when, say, like, if you just bored and you with your boyfriend and you see him texting, you be like, who's texting us? Like, let me see who's texting us. But in all actuality, you don't really care who you texting. You just bored. Like, you just bored. Like, and you just want to bother him for a second. Or like, you'll be like, what's up, ugly? Like, what? And get all up in his face. Start, like, trying to play fight with him. Like, things of that nature. Like, it's just playing around. That's when I say play toxic or fake toxic. Shit like that. I never want you guys to be in, like, a real toxic relationship, because at the end of the day, that's not good for you or anybody around you. And I was telling my bro this the other day, if it's messing with your mental, it literally costs too much. It's too expensive for you to have. Because nothing in this world, nothing good comes with depression. Nothing good comes with, you know, a change of personality. Like, nothing good comes with any of those stuff. So I really want you guys to understand that it's okay to get yourself out of a toxic situation. Because me personally, it took me a while to get out of my toxic relationship that I had in the past, because it's like once you're in it, you just get very much used to it, and you think that that kind of shit is normal. So toxicness, like toxicity, is not normal. There's nothing normal about toxicity. And that's something I really want you guys to take from this episode. Like, being in a relationship, any form of relationship, it always has to benefit both of you guys, and it always has to make both of you guys happy. If you're constantly sad in the relationship, or you're constantly questioning yourself, like, why am I even partaking in this relationship? Why am I even still in this relationship? Why do I keep entertaining this person? Then it's too expensive, because you don't want to be second guessing. You don't want to be second guessing your relationship with a person, whether it's your spouse, friendship, family relationship, whatever the case is. You just don't want to go your whole life questioning, like, why am I a part of this relationship? Or why am I partaking in this relationship? You know what I mean? So I definitely want you guys to use this episode to just encourage exactly yourself. And number two, if you feel like a person is messing up with your self-esteem, with your mental state, with, you know, the way you carry yourself, with your character, then it ain't nothing to cut that child. Okay, period. Because at the end of the day, you don't want that kind of energy. Toxicness stops the money. Toxicness stops the bag. Toxicness stops everything in life, and you don't even understand it. It subconsciously fucks up with your mental, and then when you start moving a different way, you're gonna be like, oh shit, why the fuck did I? Later on down the line, when you're out of that funk, or when you don't have that person around, you're gonna really think to yourself, like, oh shoot, like, why did I do that, or why did I do this? Anyways, when you're, let's specifically zero on relationships. So a person could definitely be toxic. Okay, let's start there. Anybody could be toxic. Hell, you that are listening, you can even have toxic traits. Hell, I got toxic traits. Everybody have toxic traits. It's not just, you know, but some of the traits are, I'm not gonna say worse than others, but you know, some are worse than others. Or sometimes you're doing something toxic and you're not even realizing it, or you could be genuinely affecting somebody and you are just thinking it's normal. But I want to give you an example. Like, my toxic trait is that maybe I don't want to share. We're just gonna I'll think about sharing that one. You know what I'm saying? Maybe after. But anyways, I know that everybody has a toxic trait. Okay? Now, if you are in a relationship and you are, for instance, unhappy because one of your partner's toxic traits could be, I don't know, hitting you. Let's just go very drastic. Let's just jump off the deep end with shit. You dig? So if you feel like your toxic, significant other is abusing you, and that obviously is going to lead to you having low self-esteem, you're obviously going to feel like there's nothing better, especially when he's telling you that, oh, I'm the only one that could love you, or oh, I'm the only one that's going to put up with your shit, or I'm the only one that finds you attractive. Or even if he says, on another hand, oh, you're not attractive as you think, or oh, I'm not, you know, you think you're gonna leave me, yeah, you got another thing coming, or shit like that, and you start to feel less than, so you start to act out, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go to the club, I'm gonna go get drunk, I'm gonna forget about all my problems, which leads you to in the hands of another person that is probably just as toxic as your spouse, or just as toxic as your significant other, and you end up in a real tight bond to where you can't get yourself out of. So you basically put yourself in that predicament. Now you regret putting yourself in that predicament. That's why drastic, not drastic, any predicaments that you put yourself in, it's very important to understand that you have to always do something in a good headspace.
don't ever do anything out of anger. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're less than. Don't ever tell someone that they're less than. Don't ever make anyone else feel that they're less than, because at the end of the day, that's a real big toxic trait. And as us, as human beings, we just say shit or we just do shit, and sometimes we don't even think about what we're saying to the other person or think about how it's going to affect the other person. Or you just don't even realize that, you know, the scale of what you said to the person or what you did to the person. But at the end of the day, all of these forms are, all of these, you know, forms are toxic. That's a form of toxicity. Now, I just really want to thank you guys for listening. I really want to just take this time to say that I'm just really happy about the way my podcast is going right now. Like, I just really want to thank everybody for just continuously encouraging me. And I know that this episode was definitely a longer wait than, you know, very highly anticipated. But, like, I just been going through some things, you know what I'm saying? To give you guys content every week, I am so excited and so happy that you guys are still rocking with me, still listening to me, still giving me constructive criticism, still giving me some ideas on what to talk about. Y'all are the real MVPs, period, because y'all really keep me going. Don't be afraid to let me know what y'all want to hear, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong, period. We are a family here, okay? And this episode been in the chamber for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I just needed to make sure that I was in a good headspace before I put out any more podcasts. Episodes. I really wanted to make sure I was in a good headspace to give you guys consistent content. And honestly, I am. I'm not going to allow anybody to, you know, detour me from giving you guys good content. Okay? Period.
Great job on your progress so far, Queen, and my Kings too. Because each episode, best believe, we making progress in real life. You heard? Good job on that interview. You earned it. Good job on that test score. You earned it. You worked so hard, man. And it's crazy. You gonna shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Okay? So I just want to say good job. And you need to look in the mirror and say, I deserve all the good things that are happening to me, period. And always look on the bright side, no matter how tough it is. Each day you wake up is a blessing. And I really want us to continue to have that mindset. Thank you guys so much for tuning in with me. Don't forget to like, comment, share, favorite, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell her auntie, to tell her mama, to tell her stepmama, to tell her dad, to tell her stepdad, to tell her cousin. Anybody you know that will enjoy my podcast, please spread the love. Please share the love. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to follow d.ransomtvpc on Instagram and follow my personal Instagram, d.ransom_. Let me know what you guys like, don't like, want to hear, etc. I definitely have some exciting episodes coming your way this year, so stay tuned.